Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday. Thank you so much for being with us. Congratulations, you made it. Yeah. It's Friday, just a few more hours to the weekend. Hopefully, stay safe this weekend. It's supposed to get pretty nasty out there tomorrow night, but I think we'll be all right. We got fun 3 hours ahead. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? It's Friday, but hopefully everybody's having a great, great Friday. It is a happy hour, like you said, three wholesome. No. Three great.
You never
hours.
Know. They might be wholesome.
Yeah, no, they won't be wholesome. Nah, probably not. But no, it's a great Friday. Like you said, yeah, it's supposed to be some funk coming through tomorrow. So make sure everybody is safe and everything. But yeah, man, Friday, good big weekend of sports, man. I'm so excited. F1 season starts back tomorrow. They're down in Australia, so obviously get a chance to watch all that. United. I don't know. Is he gonna? I know he played last night.
Came in as a sub last night. Right, Messi did.
No, or I saw the assist. I don't know if he scored.
Was it an assist?
I saw the
assist.
So Miami's coming to town. So don't know how that's gonna shake out on Sunday and it's St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah,
and the St. Patrick's Day is
on Monday.
On Monday, right? So we're coming up on that. But they have a parade tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, because I was looking at the news this morning and it said at 9 o'clock in Colony Square, and I was like, oh, that's gonna be a parade at work today. Cool. Now how am I going to get to work? I mean, I'm sitting there just looking at it because it said 9 o'clock. It didn't say what day, though.
Oh.
It kept saying 9 o'clock.
The critical
Square.
Oversight by the news
critical
producer.
Oversight. I was like, hold on. Is that this morning they're going to have the St. Patrick's Day parade, or is it got to it's got to be the afternoon?
You got to do it. Is today, though?
No.
Oh,
no,
it's tomorrow. Okay.
It's tomorrow morning.
Yeah, you
got to
do that
on
tomorrow, Saturday.
It's tomorrow morning. But yeah, that freaked me out. I was like, how the hell am I going to get to work?
St. Patrick's Day is very specific type of celebration.
Yes, it is.
Right? Like
a bunch of drunken hooligans.
Yeah, there's other holidays where, like, maybe there's multiple facets of it.
Right.
There's only one thing about St. Patrick's Day.
Drinking.
You just drink, right?
Drinking.
Whether you drink a green beer or an Irish car bomb or whatever it is that you decide you want to have, what else even is there? Does anyone even know? Like, what did St. Patrick do? He had a flute and some snakes, right?
Yeah,
something
he chased
like that?
All the snakes out of Ireland.
Okay, but like,
right?
I don't care about that. Neither do you guys, right? Like, you guys aren't super
still,
fired
there's
up.
There's still snakes in Ireland.
I know, he didn't do a very good job at all.
Are we sure about that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes, we're very sure. But I got a bone to pick with this guy right here.
Like this guy, St. Patrick, gets a whole holiday for
Bo Johnson.
Nothing.
All right, Clifton. I got a bone to pick. Why don't you tell us about the damn eclipse was coming through? You keep us up on all the stuff.
It's true.
And you ain't mentioned it one time that there was going to be an eclipse or something yesterday or the day before.
Well, because it's not like a full eclipse where the moon passed in front of the sun. It's the opposite with Earth passing in front of the moon. So I didn't think I'll be interested in that.
You don't think we like
the only thing
like
that's really
going to
happen with is the moon's going to turn like an orange hue.
Yeah, but you don't think
it was
that's cool?
It was a blood moon.
You don't think that we wanted to see that?
Did you go outside last night, Randy?
No.
I saw it.
Yeah, no.
I knew about it myself and saw it.
I didn't know nothing about it.
I should have said something.
I saw my son's pictures this morning. I was like, oh, damn, I didn't know that was going to happen. Bo usually gives me a heads up.
He does.
Well, I'll do better at that then.
Thank
I didn't
you.
Think y'all would care, honestly.
Oh, I cared, and I saw it, and it was
different.
Incredible.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to care, but you didn't give me an opportunity.
A lunar eclipse, solar eclipse, total eclipse of the heart, you let us know, okay?
Yes. All right.
We want to get out there and see it.
Yeah. Jupiter in conjunction.
You got any? So what was the last one? The planet parade, whatever? It was awesome. And I appreciate
still,
you telling
which
me.
Which still happens on a nightly basis. Like, most of them are up and around on a nightly basis.
They're
just
up
not
there.
Like in a line.
Right, sure. Yeah. They're just not lined up like they're ready to go to recess. But they're still up there. You can get out there with the naked eye. You could see Neptune sometimes. Jupiter, something. I don't know.
Jupiter, you can.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Like I said.
Jupiter, Saturn, Venus, Mars, you can see them every night pretty much.
It's not just the storm coming tomorrow night, though, Randy. There's Storm Norton coming back to the Atlanta Falcons as well.
A critical acquisition by the Falcons.
Well, is it an acquisition or is it a retention? Because
retention.
He already was here,
yes,
right?
Yes, a critical retention by the Falcons. Storm Norton, baby.
He's back. I mean, you need offensive line depth.
You do, and he proved he played well when he had to.
He did to
come in for Caleb McGarry a few times.
He also has a cool name,
and he does.
Brandon Parker is also back in terms of offensive line depth. Jovan Gwynn, we talked about yesterday. I mean, the Falcons free agency period has gone about like I expected it to.
Yes.
They weren't going to have a whole lot of money to spend, and thus they haven't spent a whole lot of money. I'm interested just in terms of, like, if you look at, we've kind of done this a little bit, like year over year, what do you think the biggest upgrade is going to be from what they had defensively last year to what they're going to have defensively next year? Because as it stands right now, there isn't really.
No.
I think I know what they think their biggest upgrade is going to be. But what do you, like, just in terms of, like, what the defense was and what the defense is going to be, and don't say guys are going to get better, because that's right. That's true. Like, the guys that have been here need to improve for sure. But, like, is there any, like, from a new standpoint, is there something new that's going to be the upgrade?
No.
I think they think the upgrade is going to be the DC. I think that's what
that's
they
a great
think.
Point.
I think that's what they think.
That's a great point.
I don't know if it's a great point, but that's what they think.
No, what I'm saying is that Brick is a known commodity defensive coordinator in the NFL. Jimmy wasn't. And so that could be the case right there. I mean, if you want to look at it from that standpoint, you got a guy who's called defenses, who's had some really good defenses, also had some really good personnel. But Brick has had some really good and learned under some really good defensive coordinators himself. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I got to go with you on that one. You know, as far and it's something that we used to have fun with Arthur Smith, Uno Nuno. You know?
It's really funny that you say that, because that's exactly what I went back to when I thought about that. I was like, because really the biggest change, honestly, like, I think hopefully Leonard Floyd can come in and kind of be the almost like mercenary pass rusher like he's been at this point of
that's
his career. He's been a one-year guy, and he's had really good success where he's landed, like right around 10 sacks every year the last 4 years. If he can do that again, that'd be great. But, you know, as far as like for like, him and Judon are pretty similar type players. The biggest swap so far is a completely inexperienced defensive coordinator that we all, even when he was hired, were kind of like, oh yeah. Well, I was like, I remember Jimmy Lake. Mm-hmm. He was the Huskies head coach.
Yes, you did.
Didn't go great. No. And then it didn't go great here. And then they kind of neutered him at the bye week. It seemed like Raheem took over, and then the writing was on the wall. He was going to get fired when the season was over. They waited until a little bit later to do it, but then they did it. And now they bring in a guy that's been a DC. So, I mean, I hope that's a big change. Again, like you said, the most important thing is he's had good defenses when he's had great players. Mm-hmm. Like, the best defense they had.
But he was told us that, though.
Yeah, because he knows.
Yeah, he had told us that.
He's not going to sell us a bill of goods in an interview and be like, nope, it's me. I'm going to like, because that's what Arthur Smith kind of did. He was like,
nah, I got this.
I got it. Don't
I got
worry.
This.
I made Ryan Tannehill a viable starter in the NFL.
I got this.
Just wait and see what I do with Desmond Ridder.
Yeah. I got this.
We saw. It didn't go great. No, I like that Obrick was honest about it. He was like, I had guys.
Yeah.
Like, the best defense, I think they were fourth defensively in 2022, his first year as DC there in New York. And I mean, Sauce Gardner was AP first team. Yeah. Quinnen Williams was AP first team. Mm-hmm. CJ Mosley, I think, was second team. Mm-hmm. They had a bunch of dudes on that defense.
Exactly.
So to me, like, yeah, okay. If that's the biggest change year over year, great. I like the hire, but I don't buy the jump. You know, like,
no.
Jesse Bates is probably an all pro.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know.
Yeah. No, I know exactly what you're talking about. You don't. you don't have those fibers. Mainly you don't have that guy who to fix your pass rush. Now you got to do it collectively and things like that. And, you know, they can figure out a way to get that done. You're right with, you know, as far as Leonard, if he can give you that 8.5 that I'm pretty sure he's going to get.
Yeah.
And then other people come along.
You get 8.5 sacks from Leonard Floyd, sign me up today.
And we talked about, you know, Arnold Evicade going into a contract year. We know what pass rush is doing contract year. For the most part, a lot of them go and show their ass. And so he's been coming along, so you hope that can be something like that. But I think the biggest thing is who's going to replace everything that 97 brought to you. Leadership, the toughness, the hustle, the accountability, holding others accountable.
What do you think is the bigger loss, the player or the guy? You know what I mean?
The guy.
Like in the, you think so?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because
I hope so.
Yeah, because the thing about it is, I think because
I think the player might be a bigger loss in terms of what the defense is.
No, what I mean by that, but that's it's harder. It's you know what? It's so hard to do that because like when I go back to what we talked about yesterday, talking about Cam Jordan down down there in New Orleans. That's the person.
Totally.
Yeah, right.
Totally. But Grady's not that.
Grady's not.
Grady's
that.
Still.
Should go to
because if Cam Jordan was available, the Bears weren't going to give him 28 guarantees.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
He's more the person.
And that's what we're like. Obviously, that's vital. I get it. Like, you got to have leadership and veterans and guys like that that are sort of command the room. But also, you know, like Jeff Ulbricht's job is to be the leader of the defense. And
down up in the field.
Right. Understood. Yeah. But, like, to me, it's such a bigger loss to lose the player.
Yeah.
Because he was the best defensive lineman you had. Mm-hmm. Yes, he was also the leader and he had been here for a long time and all of that. But, like, the production that you're losing and like just the, you know, however many plays that he was playing on a game in game out basis. Like, I don't know. That feels way harder to duplicate.
I agree with that.
Than the, whatever you were getting inside the locker room.
I mean, it's so hard as a player that's played with guys like great. It's hard to kind of like split those in part. You
right.
know what I mean?
Cause he was all of it,
yeah. You know, and it's hard to just say, well, take this away and all that. Cause he encompassed everything of what it was to be a leader of men. We follow 97. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so it's so hard to kind of split that apart, but yeah, his production and the player, cause I still think Grady could play.
So did the Bears.
And so did the damn Bears. Cause they gave him what they gave him. But I think that, you know, when you look at, can these other young players and, you know, especially Root, can he be that? Because the thing about it is he's bigger than Grady.
Yeah.
He's more athletic than Grady.
Mm-hmm.
He's stronger than Grady. He's all these things other than Grady, but he ain't Grady.
Mm-mm.
You know what I mean? Because we have not seen him go out there and do it. You've seen a couple here and there flashes and things like that, but, like, he has got to be the anchor that Grady was and more because – you did lose him. That is a big hole in the D-line, but you have a lot of guys to fill the void. They just got to go do it. I think that's the most important thing is that they got to go play and go get it done because ain't no more, you know, baby steps with them. They still pups. Don't get me wrong. They're still pups because they're still all them young players. They're still pups. But you got to, you know, you got to do some overnight eating. You know, you got to go get
you got to get big quick like you know, your pup.
Yeah.
I saw that video.
Oh, my God. That big old.
He refused to cross the bridge.
He's so scary.
It happens.
Big old scary.
Boone doesn't like bridges either.
Yeah, he just big old.
He's come around.
Big old scary so.
He probably never ran over a bridge before.
I don't know, but he's scary. Well, he's going to turn on the damn vacuum cleaner and watch him damn near go through the damn glass door. He looks big old scary so.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, they have got to figure out. You know, and I'm talking about the player themselves. Everybody wants to be good, Bunk. I mean, I want to be a great player. I want to be there. Everybody wants to. How do you go about that? How do you, in your process of getting ready for the season, because you still got a long way to go technically. I mean, there's months and everything like that. But how do you get yourself ready? Because you're going to play a lot more than you ever played before. You know, health-wise, you know, if you're healthy and all those different things. But, yeah, it's one thing to go from, like, playing in a rotation – and you're still going to be in a rotation, but you're the main guy in the rotation. Like, don't be looking over there on third down like, hey, no, you get your ass. No, I'm sorry. Don't look there when they convert a third down and you think you're going to come out. Nuh-uh. No, when you're the starter, especially at the DT and the DN, no, you go at least two series before somebody comes to get you. You know, ain't no looking over there, tapping your helmet and nothing like that.
Yeah, it's just hard at the end of the first week. And, again, understanding that, you know, I didn't expect the Falcons to be doing anything splashy in free agency anyway.
Yeah.
And they were going to have to probably make a move like they did with Grady, or maybe it was going to be on Yamada or something like that in order to clear space to do it. It's like, you know, you look at how things went last year and for the last handful of years, the talent on the defensive roster today probably isn't as good as it was a week ago. You know, like trying to fix the stuff that you need to fix while unfortunately not having the tools to do it make it tough. Hopefully Olbrich is the big difference maker.
Yeah.
Hopefully you get a couple great guys in the draft, because you know you had to rob Peter to pay Paul to do anything on your defensive line. And then obviously, honestly.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
We keep saying the most important thing is the development of the guys on the defensive line. No, it isn't. The most important thing is Penix. Michael Penix balls out, then things will be fine.
Put you in good quarterbacks, put you in good situations.
That'll be it. Like, that's what it is. It just has to be great. All right, we'll come back. We'll get into what's trending here to kick off the show on a happy hour Friday. This hour is brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast. PADLYBuys.com. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.